Scene. The town of Radvanovice held its third annual tomato battle over the weekend. Close to 100 people of all ages took part with 13 tons of very ripe tomatoes at their disposal. Those who were eager for more could follow that up with a free-for-all in a tub of ketchup. When we first saw it in Spain, it looked kind of crazy, but we decided to try it ourselves. And you know what? It's huge fun, one of the participants said. A square in Prague's first district has just been given a very exotic name, Rošín. It's a name that few Czechs can pronounce correctly, much less spell, but it's official. The Prague 1 town hall said it had named the square after an Israeli town with which it had recently established ties, and officials said they hoped people would get used to it. Well, there's been plenty of interest from the media, but the locals are not enthusiastic about the new name. It's not a very good idea. All the streets around here have Czech names, and for many people here, especially the elderly inhabitants, Rošín is simply too exotic to remember. No doubt people will soon give the square a name of their own liking, and Rošín will just be the official version, one of the locals told journalists. But then you never know, so if you hear someone saying they're off to Rošín, they're just heading for Prague 1. A Prague zookeeper risked his life to save a baby gorilla from drowning last week. Moya, the first ever gorilla to be born in captivity at the Prague Zoo, fell into the moat surrounding the enclosure and was floating with her head down when the keeper appeared with her morning feed. I didn't stop to think about the danger, Marek Zdjanski says. I jumped in the water to save her. Just a few years ago, in the devastating floods of 2002, one of our gorillas drowned, and it was I who found him. For a moment, I felt a terrible dread that history was repeating itself. But when I pulled Moya out and shook her, she started screaming and I knew she was safe. It was then I realized that I was in big trouble, standing an arm's length from the group of gorillas who had watched the whole scene. None of them went in to help Moya because gorillas can't swim, but they could have attacked me, especially the male Richard, who weighs over 300 kilos and who is very unpredictable. But they just sat and watched and seemed to understand that I was helping them. Then Moya's mother came and took her from me. She ambled away with her and I got out as fast as I could, the keeper said. It was Moya's first contact with a human being just one day after her second birthday. A father and his 13-year-old son went on a fishing trip they will never forget. The fish they caught in Balavar Lake in South Moravia was so big they fought it for a full 40 minutes. When the head first emerged, we thought it was a huge catfish, but then I realized it was a big head, a giant big head, Luděk Smrtník says. The fish weighed an impressive 36 kilograms and was 1 meter 29 centimeters long. And you'd never guess what the bait was. A bit of Czech white bread roll. In just a few weeks' time, visitors to Prague will be warned at every turn to be wary of pickpockets. More warning leaflets are to be put on trams and buses, stuck on Prague lampposts, and even someone having a beer in a Prague pub will be alerted to the danger. The police has arranged for thousands of special beer mats to be printed with a warning in Czech and English that reads, "Remember, pickpockets are everywhere." The mat depicts a white handkerchief with one corner tied in a knot. Now, this is likely to be a mystery to many foreign visitors, but it actually refers to the Czech saying that you should make a knot on your handkerchief so as not to forget to do something. Something along the lines of tying a string around your finger to remind you of something that you wanted to do. Most Prague pubs have agreed to use the beer mat, so when you see one, you'll know what it means. The Prague Town Hall is gradually restricting traffic in the city centre, but there are people who remember the days when cars and trams drove across Charles Bridge and Old Town Square without any restrictions. Traffic was first banned from Old Town Square, a ban that was imposed from one day to the next in 1960, when experts found that trams in particular were doing serious damage to houses on the square and on Celetnau Street. At the time, trams and cars were still driving across Charles Bridge. The bridge was made off-limits to traffic 5 years later, when the famous Gothic landmark underwent a major reconstruction. Tram lines were dug up and never replaced, and some time later, cars were banned from the bridge as well. People could hop onto a tram on Wenceslas Square up until 1985, after which traffic was gradually restricted. But now the City Hall is seriously considering bringing trams back to the square. Madonna has big fans in the Czech Republic. Those who cannot afford a ticket to a Prague concert, and the cheapest come at 6,000 Czech crowns, that's over $300 US, are willing to do just about anything to get one for free. Private radio stations are giving out some for free as prizes in various crazy competitions. In order to get her hands on a ticket, 15-year-old Veronika Lutsvinyakova from Velké Meziříčí covered her body with honey, rolled around in feathers, and then ran around the town square for an hour while passers-by gaped at her and photographers documented the event. It was well worth it, she told reporters later. I would do anything for Madonna. And finally, a story with a happy ending. A homeless man who'd bedded down in a garbage container for the night can thank his lucky stars that he's still alive. The man was inches away from being sliced to bits by the rotating knife built in the garbage van. The man was hidden beneath cardboard boxes and rotten fruit from a nearby outdoor market and would have escaped notice were it not that the driver, who has a camera in his cabin, noticed a human arm moving amidst the garbage and stopped the compressor mechanism just in time. The homeless man, whom local officers have nicknamed Colombo, escaped with a broken arm and is now said to be back with his street friends, telling them how he escaped death by the skin of his teeth. Moreover, on a street called Soudní, or Judgment Street.